The American Civil Liberties Union and the Libertarian Beacon Center are teaming up on criminal justice reform. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, these strange bedfellows say they're going to press state lawmakers on practices they say are unfair to the poor.
The two groups say they're initially going to focus on three topics: helping ex-convicts get their records expunged, keeping juveniles out of adult prisons, and ending the practice of suspending people's driver's licenses over unpaid court fees and civil fines. Those practices have been shown to entangle people in the criminal justice system, and they're not that much of a stretch for the Beacon Center, says President Justin Owen.
Well, our ultimate mission is to empower Tennesseans to reclaim control of their lives. And so who has the hardest time doing that? Who has the most hurdles standing in their way? And it's mostly people in poverty.
The Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce and Goodwill Industries are also endorsing the effort. They say criminal justice reforms will lower recidivism and save taxpayers money. It may seem odd that an organization like the right-leaning Beacon Center is partnering with the left-leaning ACLU. But libertarian groups, especially those associated with the conservative activists Charles and David Koch, have been putting their weight behind criminal justice reforms. Owen says his group picks its priorities independently. The partnership is expected to run for several years. Beacon and the ACLU say they're also interested in promoting drug treatment programs, mental health services, and sentencing reforms. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.